6-2-2-3-7.
The power to heal is yours.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Food and Drug Administration.
The Centers for Disease Control.
The Federal Trade Commission.
You see who the evildoers are?
If you don't buy health insurance, you go to jail.
I think the legislation is very fair in this respect.
Am I off the deep end here? What country have I grown up in?
This has been the most transparent administration that we have seen, perhaps in the modern era.
Things that make you go,
You want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath? No. That's not approved by the government.
Where's freedom?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty. Here's Robert Scott Bell.
Where is freedom indeed? Well, we certainly know it lives for a couple hours on the radio, on the internet streams all over planet Earth on the Robert Scott Bell Show each week, and I'm glad you're here with me. Go to robertscottbell.com, sign up for the new email blast that'll be going out soon, and appreciate your patience on that. We've been working hard to get that up and running. Lots more information to flow, lots more to counteract the poison of the mainstream media, the pharmaceutically conflicted government and media complex, as we say. Today, or, you know, within the last few days, Obama's been hailing himself as the guy who brought about the Wall Street to its knees. And I mentioned in the monologue last hour the fact that we're relying upon fiat money, fractional reserve banking, paper backed by nothing, printed out of thin air. That kind of concept is kind of like expecting to be healthy living on Hostess cupcakes and Hostess Twinkies. There are calories. I'll admit there are calories. People still accept them. But at least with Hostess cupcakes, you're not forced to eat them. That is the difference between the free market. Even if there's crappy stuff in the free market, you get to choose. And the force of government and legal tender laws. The idea that nutritionally, when we talk about economic nutrition, you must be forced to accept paper that we can print out like there's no tomorrow. And watch, there will be no tomorrow economically for those that rely upon that paper. Much like those who rely upon Twinkies for their nutrition, empty calories, end up deficient, devoid of certain vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals necessary for vitality, for health and healing. And of course, then they'll call it AIDS. Yes, that's right. If you have nutritional deficiencies, if you have drug proficiencies, if you're relying on toxic chemotherapeutic agents just to stay alive and you're showing all of the symptoms of what they call AIDS, they'll say it's a retrovirus, or will they? They'll call it HIV, or will they? Now they'll call it an exosome? Could it be that we have endogenous genetic material, chromosomal type material being spit out from cells for survival's sake because the cells are so devoid of basic nutrients or so profoundly overwhelmed by toxic substances coming from Big Pharma and the AIDS industry? That's why this hour I'm calling it National Nonspecific Cross-Reactive Antibody Test Day. And if you'd like to chime in on something perhaps you think is so controversial that you can't handle it, well, you don't have to listen. But if you want to learn more, stay tuned, because we got a lot to do here. I've got Liam Sheff coming up from ReduceTheBurden.org. Also, he's also featured in the film House of Numbers. And we got Brent Leung agreed to come on today sometime to talk about the impending release of the deluxe edition of House of Numbers. It's available through streaming, through any of the cable networks, through iTunes, through Amazon. It's everywhere now. Award-winning film on the science of AIDS, or the lack thereof. And you watch the so-called scientific orthodoxy talking out of their ears, talking out of their orifices, and contradicting one another. It is quite astonishing to witness what is happening to the crumbling of the house that HIV built. And so we'll talk about that as well. The number here is the 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Again, my website, robertscottbell.com. More on, again, why I believe HIV tests should be banned. And I'm not a guy into banning stuff, but when you talk about wanting to corral people into pharmaceutical slavery and intoxication and ultimately immune collapse, I believe that's what HIV tests are doing, not detecting a dangerous retrovirus. And if again, I'm going to hold off on my full commentary there. You'll have to bear with me. Liam's going to be joining me shortly. But we also have on tap some of the news items I wanted to cover. Because there's some confusion when we talk about food. People think, oh, it's all about calories. It's about fat. You got to eat less fat to lose weight. No, eat more fat to lose weight because you need fat for metabolic action. You don't need toxic fat. You don't need trans fats. You don't need fats loaded with synthetic hormones and antibiotic residues and heavy metals. But you need fat, even saturated fat. And there's this article here, and I have it linked up. I think it's on the archive section of the new RobertScottBell.com site with my show notes and links about organic food, interestingly enough. Organic food has a health halo, too. There was a study they did about interviewing people on organic and study participants who ate cookies. They were going, oh, organic junk food. All right, the cookies were labeled organic. And the people eating them thought they had about 40% fewer calories than those who ate the same unlabeled cookies. Now, the story is screwy because it only focuses on calories, which is of minimal significance to me in context of health compared to everything else. Calories, but nothing else. Nothing about toxins. Nothing about comparing organic junk food to synthetic junk food. Actually, that's what they did. Why would you, of all the organic food in the world, let's take some organic junk food snacks and compare them to regular junk food snacks. And then just the perception of them by the people eating them. And so they thought it was about calories. And, of course, that means that even the people eating organic are kind of duped into believing it's all about how many calories you put in, which equals how fat you get or don't get. And that's nonsense. Because it's the toxins that impact negatively the, let's say, burning of those calories, the metabolic function of every cell in the body, the corruption of those cells due to toxicity, and the spewing of chromosomal debris or exosomes or retroviral material due to eating the wrong thing, due to being deficient of nutrients. And this is how it all relates. And it isn't just the, you know, organic food concept. But I think the idea of calories, reducing calories, there's another story. What motivates people to lose weight? Well, accordingly, Universal Studios just opened up this Harry Potter section in Universal. Those of you doing your summer at Universal, Harry Potter fans deemed too heavy for Wizarding World ride. Quote from the article, that's all fine and good, but considering the average weight of an American man is 191 pounds and rising. In 1960, it was 166 pounds. We got to ask ourselves, is it just because of calories? Or is it the toxins in those calories? Or is it the lack of nutrients in those calories? But if that's what it takes to motivate Americans to live a healthier lifestyle, I want to ride on this amusement park ride, so I'm going to lose weight. Of course, they'll do it by reducing calories and starving their body, as opposed to reducing and eliminating the toxic exposure, which I think would be much more appropriate. Again, that's a different perspective than you get on those that are fearing the fat. If you want to lose weight, you should embrace fat. You should ingest fat. You should ingest organic fat, including saturated fat, especially I love from coconut oil or even palm oil, organic butter that's unprocessed and you know, unrefined and not loaded with the toxic metals. But, you know, this is the other thing about the dairy industry. Even the organics have been corrupted because of pasteurization. They alter the nutrient content because we have become so germ-phobic. Now, granted, in factory farms, we've got thousands of potential contaminants from all over. And so they can argue that in factory farms, you want to kill everything. But what about those small family farms? What about the Amish farmers? What about your neighbor's farm and their cows? They're coming after you because you are a danger to all Americans simply for selling or maybe even giving away raw milk. Can you do that? Depends on what state you're in, I suppose. But freedom is something that we must learn to embrace again. We have basically embraced fear and being controlled by fear, which is why we have moved so far away from whole food and whole food nutrition to chemical production of food. And they sell us, well, we can't possibly feed the planet without Monsanto. You know, and we're feeding the third world toxic synthetic food, food that is laced with pharmaceutical vitamins that have not the same impact of nutrition from food, like we talked about last hour with Scott Kennedy. When your food has nutrition as it's designed by that which created us all, it's a whole different interaction. But we can't acknowledge that. And then we have the doctors that acknowledge that the unvaccinated children, they say, just as I have seen for many years, are the healthiest children on the planet. Yes, that's right, the healthiest children, because vaccines don't prevent disease, they prevent the expression of disease, which is entirely different. Expression of disease is the communication tool. It's your body's response to being out of balance. And then they blame the virus. They blame the bacteria. They blame the fungus, which is just incidental, which is just opportunistic. The law of the terrain. Antoine Béchamp, Claude Bernard, the French physiologist. Instead, they worship Louis Pasteur, who was basically the man who was responsible for the corruption of planet Earth through Big Pharma's need, desire, and the Pentagon to kill everything and ask questions later. And in the process, wipe out whatever is left of nutritional or immune integrity, as it is with those diagnosed so-called with the syndrome known as AIDS, acquired immune deficiency syndrome. And it is now National HIV Testing Day, and I'm going to call for the ban of HIV tests. They do nothing but corral people into this idea that they must take drugs in order to live. They must take chemotherapy in order to live. How wrong that is, it's an understatement. It's National Nonspecific Cross-Reactive Antibody Test Day. And they call it a National HIV Testing Day, but I feel much better calling it what it really is, a pharmaceutical effort to trap unsuspecting minorities primarily in an iatrogenic suicidal death roll. You heard it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and Liam Sheff joins me soon. Brent Leung from House of Numbers joins me soon. We're going to talk about the dangerous absurdity that is an HIV test and why it continues largely unabated within the pharmacomafia because of its need for more drug customers. This is the Robert Scott Bell Radio Show, robertscottbell.com. Stay with me. Lots more healing to do.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals products are made exclusively from three fish species, Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency: fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares not only about you, but also the environment.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Your weekly dose of health, freedom, and liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Rocking the health world, it's the Robert Scott Bell Radio Show. All over planet Earth, those of you listening on streams through TalkStream Live, through GCN Live, through so many others, I appreciate you being here. I'm going to be joined by Liam Sheff momentarily from ReduceTheBurden.org. It's a site I link to on my blog roll at RobertScottBell.com. I want you all to check it out there. And as I said, National Nonspecific Cross-Reactive Antibody Test Day, National HIV Testing Day is today. And we are covering it the way the media cannot handle covering it. They don't want this message to get out there, but we are getting it out there. The dangerous absurdity that is an HIV test continues largely unabated within the pharmacomafia, in my opinion, because of its need for more drug customers. There are other nefarious plots people can basically assign here. Why do I say it's absurd? Where in the Constitution is it enumerated that a branch, any branch of government, should propagandize in support of a failed medical hypothesis and the test that entraps unsuspecting victims in a game of pharmacological chicken until death do them part? And this is where I contact the unholy alliance of big government, big media, and big pharma, doing such serious damage to biological and immunological integrity, which is why I want investigative journalist and friend Liam Sheff on this show, talking about the realities of what's going on out there to help people navigate this terrain, get back to health instead of disease, decay, and dying. Liam, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, it's great to be on.
Well, you've been covering this subject. You're in the film House of Numbers as well. And, you know, the things you've been uncovering are quite fascinating in terms of what HIV is or it is not, much less what this acquired immune deficiency syndrome is and what it is not. I figured I'd just lay it out there for you to just knock it out of the park.
Yeah, let's talk about it. First, it's National HIV Testing Day, and you should know that Paul McCartney's on the YouTube being promoted for a Born HIV Free Day, and what that means is they're going to sell the world on the idea that if you give African women enough drugs, poor people enough drugs, they'll be free of HIV. That they mean that they'll test HIV negative. So we have to talk about the tests. HIV tests, and I don't know if you set this up, but HIV tests are terrible. They stink. They have no particular standard. They come up positive for no one thing. This is not me saying it. This is not just one guy's opinion. This is now 25 years of the medical literature saying we have no standards. The proteins that we put into these tests occur throughout the human body. The HIV tests are made of proteins. The proteins come from experiments that were done at the National Cancer Institute. All of this is in the record books. All of this you can find yourself. The National Cancer Institute from the late 70s to the early 80s, the proteins that are considered very, very important, specific to HIV, guess where they also occur? Inside your cell, where they make all of the normal products of your cell. That's what researchers are now discovering. They have had to change the name of HIV again. In the beginning, it was one of the class of tumor viruses. Well, they had to change the name of tumor viruses because they found these little particles that bud out of cells, that are very fragile, that fall apart, that don't do anything to your cells, they bud out of them when they're sick, that they don't cause tumors. So they had to stop calling them tumor viruses. They started calling them retroviruses. Well, that's because they thought they went backwards, because originally they thought only things went one way because they were wrong. That's why they have to be retro. Get it? They were wrong, so they have to come up with a name that says these things go in reverse of what we thought. That's how science seems to work. Now they have a new name. The new name is exosome. And the standard medical literature now says HIV in all senses is an exosome. It is made inside the cell in the way that all of these normal cellular products are made. It uses the same identical proteins. It is not an it, Robert. It is a class.
Okay.
It is a wide-ranging class. In the very beginning of AIDS research, Robert Gallo said this thing has no particular genetic identity. When we fish it out of cells, it's always different. Now, if you and I went fishing, and every time we went fishing, we caught a different thing, a boot, an old tire, a minnow, a piece of seaweed, and at the end of the day, we brought it home to our wife or our family and said, look, I caught a big, wonderful trout. What would they say to us? You're crazy. You didn't catch a trout. You said, no, it's a trout. I was going fishing for trout, so I caught. That's what HIV researchers do. They go fishing in the cell for junk. They pull up all kinds of different stuff. They say that they can never find the same genetic material. Nevertheless, they call it the same thing. This is the precise identity of what they're now calling exosomes. And I want to recommend right here Janine Roberts' book, Fear of the Invisible, published, you can buy it on Amazon, Fear of the Invisible. She has a nice last couple chapters where she really reviews this literature. She's really breaking ground, and I want to give her credit for that. She's citing the literature, and the literature says that the standard medical literature, I don't mean Nexus magazine, nothing wrong with it, but I'm not talking about that. I mean Journal of the American Medical Association, the Lancet, British Medical Journal, that HIV is in a class, and HIV is always changeable, but it's in a class of these always changeable messenger elements called exosomes, and these exosomes are of extreme importance in regulating cell health, in dealing with disease, in doing things that nobody's figured out yet. What do the HIV researchers now want to do, now that they've identified these as exosomes? They want to give patients exosome-suppressing drugs.
Even though they haven't caught the exosomes causing any problem, doing anything, we've talked about this, Liam, off the air as well, that many times when cells are in stress, they're induced stress due to toxins, due to drugs, or due to a lack of nutrients, that the body, you know, the cells try to survive. They're expelling chromosomal material, genetic material. We think or ponder that this may be a survival mechanism, but instead it's interpreted by Big Pharma and those that are paid by Big Pharma through governments as something that will suppress the immune system, never acknowledging the basic concept that with poor nutrition, poor sanitation, lack of adequate hygiene, and, of course, too many of these toxins, that alone could be death-inducing.
Right. Well, AIDS medicine is all Western medicine, and this is, I want to talk a little about AIDS critics for 1 second. It's based on the concept of war medicine, and war medicine is that there's an invader in your body and you must destroy it, and if you destroy part of the body, that's the price of war. This is not what Linus Pauling called orthomolecular medicine, where you understand the molecules of the body, the interaction of the tiny machine molecules of the cell, these beautifully designed little robots that just wander around your cell and carry things. Nobody has ever imagined how complex and how wonderfully interesting the cell is. And these little exosomes are part of that living machine matrix that is us. And they want to now make drugs that suppress these. Well, they'll find a new way to kill people, I guarantee it. The one critical point, the AIDS critics for 20 years, since 87, since Duisberg popped on with his cancer research paper, they've been saying one thing over and over again, which is AIDS is just all these old other diseases, and why can't we go back to treating patients the way we normally do? Well, there's one problem with that, and it is just what I said. Western medicine has never understood how to deal with real AIDS, that is clinical immune deficiency.
Hold on, Liam. We got to go to a break here. We're breaking new ground in media right now with my dear friend Liam Sheff, ReduceTheBurden.org. You can link through at RobertScottBell.com. This discussion, this revelation continues on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this break. Stay with us.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a converter order for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's Easy Recording Wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on GCNLive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from AirAndAqua.com. AirAndAqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, AirAndAqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, rocking the health world with my dear friend Liam Sheff, ReduceTheBurden.org. You can get there through RobertScottBelt.com. And certainly, as I tried to update some of the Facebooks on one thing that I just struck me in the last segment, here I am, can't spell Liam Sheff's name, but because it's while you're on radio typing into stuff. I can multitask, but I'm going overboard here. But Liam said last segment, something he called war medicines, what I've been trying to describe for years, and he put two terms together, absolutely accurate as can be. The idea that everything is something that needs to be killed, destroyed, and if there's collateral damage that occurs in the interim, big deal. Of course, eventually it kills the patient anyway. And that is the, I guess, the fundamental schism in medicine between what we call allopathic and homeopathic. For instance, holistic, that is which working with the body to alter the terrain for health versus destroying everything because you blame the pathogen as opposed to giving rise to the pathogen because of what you do or don't do, either in ignorance or arrogance. In other words, you provide it with the environment, terrain, or milieu to, you know, create disease and immune deficiency or health, vitality, and growth. And Liam is with me here. We're going to be joined by Brentley Young, House of Numbers, next segment. Liam, carry on the conversation because this may be shocking to people, recognizing that the science behind so-called the acquired immune deficiency syndrome is in such disarray.
Right. Well, we covered a lot, and we covered it kind of breathlessly in the last bit, and we talked about how the things that, and there really are things that they're calling HIV, this massive variety of proteins and all kinds of things, they're now calling exosomes, and they're struggling to figure out how these things, which are necessary and essential for cell repair, and they have biological identities that people haven't even begun to guess at because they've been locked in this war medicine model. It's actually been the sort of anti-neo-Darwinists, the new evolutionary researchers who, you know, aren't immensely interesting, but they're better than the neo-Darwinists. And they're saying enough with this neo-Darwinism. Life is not this giant accident. They're feedback mechanisms. And they're going to be stealing back, essentially HIV, which is this class of exosomes. They need them because these things are responsible for cellular adaptation. In other words, what Robert Gallo and these guys were finding were responsible for the cells probably trying to get better. But the mistake that they made was blaming AIDS. And AIDS, blaming all these things for AIDS. And AIDS is clinical immune deficiency. And there is a general outline for what you can call AIDS when you're not just making a political definition. And it goes like this. You scrape all the useful, necessary stuff out of the intestine. You poison all the essential bacteria, which keep us alive by keeping out pathogens, by helping us digest and convert molecules into molecules that we need. You kill those. How do you kill those? You do a lot of drugs. You starve to death. You eat a lot of poisonous stuff. You take a lot of antibiotics. Here's a big one. You take a lot of antibiotics. This is what our culture loves to do. This is war medicine. Oh, you have a bug. Let's kill the bug, even though it weakens your cell walls, even though it destroys your mitochondria because they're related to bacteria, your mitochondria, which keep you alive. Take the engine out of your car. That's you without your mitochondria. You know, that's it. That's the end. So you take all these cell poisons, you weaken your intestine. In the gay community, where guys were getting sick, they were having too many sexual partners. They were in the gay community. They sell them these lubricants that have benzene in them, and benzene causes cancer. And you put this into a stripped colon. This absorbs into the body. Lo and behold, you find a lot of guys getting lymphoma, getting odd blood cancers. Nobody's ever blamed an exosome or any other kind of thing, you know, for lymphoma, but you give people benzene and you're going to have lymphoma. AIDS is real enough. AIDS is clinical immune deficiency. You strip the gut, you strip the intestine, you weaken the body. You then, in the major medical model, treat it by piling on antibiotics, which do the same thing as the first round of drugs that you were doing, whether they were illicit or pharmaceutical, or whether you're an African and you're starving to death because you live in Soweto or outside of Kampala in Uganda and you don't have any clean water, the parasites and bacteria there will strip your gut.
What we're saying here is that we've got a medically induced disease by and large made worse by medicine as well. When we come back, we're going to be joined also by the filmmaker, Brently Young of House of Numbers, and you're going to check that out and how to get it next. Stay with me.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. Kero Stove for family emergency solutions.
This is Robert Scott Bell introducing you to Pharmacy Health. That's pharmacy with an F and an S. Pharmacy Super Sea Veg is a 12-species blend of whole, organic, red, brown, and green sea plants imported from pristine oceans from around the world. Scott Kennedy, president of Pharmacy Health and creator of Super Sea Veg, has made it his life's work to bring superior whole plant nutrition to Americans in vegetable capsules. Super Sea Veg contains all the elements necessary for cell regeneration and repair, moving your body towards homeostasis. Super Sea Veg is a true dietary food supplement, including vitamin D that feeds our bodies what we're missing. Super Sea Veg balances the pH of the blood and strengthens the immune system. Pharmacy Health's introductory offer is exclusive to my listeners. That's you. Buy two bottles of Super Sea Veg and get one bottle free. Go to SuperSeaVeg.com and type in the code word free ship to receive free shipping and handling on your first order. Or call 1-800-893-VEGG. That's 1-800-893-8344.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Counteracting the propaganda that is National HIV Testing Day. On the Robert Scott Bell Radio Show with my good friend Liam Sheff. He is ReduceTheBurden.org. I've got it linked up at RobertScottBell.com. As well, we are joined right now by the brilliant young filmmaker, Brett Leung. Of course, when he hits 40, then I won't be able to call him the young filmmaker anymore, but he's not there yet. And he has this movie, House of Numbers. We've covered it ever since we knew it was coming in, out a while back. And now that it's out and it's available, streaming live through a lot of different things, Amazon, iTunes, cable companies, satellite, but we have a deluxe edition coming out soon. If you want to hear straight from the scientists themselves about the, let's say, the status of science, this is the film, House of Numbers. Brent, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thanks so much, Robert. I appreciate it.
Well, Brent, you've been working on a deluxe edition that's going to let loose on the scientists in their own words, completely unedited. What kind of things can we expect to learn?
Well, as National HIV Day AIDS is approaching, I think it's very timely that our deluxe edition is coming out because we have about 6 or 7 featurettes alone on HIV testing where we really deconstruct every aspect of it. Different things that can cause a false positive. What is the gold standard of HIV testing? Has the gold standard been proven? How do you decipher whether a test result is a positive or a negative? It's really earth-shattering information that I think every single person really must see before they consider going in for an HIV test.
Of course, that may be upsetting to the so-called pharmaceutical government complex, which is seemingly more and more willing and wanting to corral everybody into getting these, as I call them, cross-reactive, non-specific, if I can even call them antibody tests, I'm not even sure anymore, Liam.
They're antigen antibody tests. They're synthetic proteins now that are probably grown in bacteria, recombinant proteins and such. And they occur in all sorts of people. They occur in everybody who's got any kind of illness. They occur in all immune diseases. And your question is, what does the FDA want to get? What does the NIH get out of it? I mean, is that it?
Well, that's certainly a big consideration because the motivation to promote it is just with a fervor, like, as I said, it's like a religious cult.
Well, that's a funny thing. Brent has traveled the world looking at this in a way that I haven't. He's been to Africa. Brent, did you go? I don't know where you went. You went to China? You went to?
China, South Africa, Europe, United States, everywhere.
Yeah, I think this has been propagated as a kind of
late 20th century kind of Levitical thing. I mean, if you really want to get analytical and talk about the social underpinnings of it, it rides the same wave of belief as Malthusian economics, where everybody was afraid that the brown-skinned people were going to breed too much. It traces a lot of many historical precedents, and I think that it traces those accurately to that same way this day. So the Clinton Foundation, for example, goes into China, has been building rapid HIV testing centers. Meanwhile, the rapid HIV tests can't be used here, or they get pulled off the market because they give too many so-called false, well, they're all false results, but you know what I'm saying. Here they give too many for people's comfort. But in China, it doesn't matter. Why? I guess they're looking for another slave population, very poor people working very rurally in mines, exposed to toxins, coal dust, having TB from all this, to sell drugs to. Lord knows that they make a lot of money doing it. Robert Gallo gets, I think, some $100,000, $150,000 a year. I'll have to look up the exact figure. It's over 100 for having sold this wonky mixture of proteins to Abbott Labs 20-something years ago. Brent, that's a big payday sitting on your duff.
Yeah, Brent, go ahead.
You know what I think is interesting? They've decided they're going to use these rapid tests in poor areas because they feel that HIV prevalence is high there, much higher than the developed world. But when you look at how they come to the estimates of these HIV prevalence, how do we come to the estimates to say that South Africa or the African continent is being ravaged by HIV is also by using rapid tests or single ELISA tests that they know that can test falsely positive. And based on one person testing positive, it could equate to thousands of people in that region being estimated to have HIV. So we use these non-specific tests because we believe a lot of people there have HIV, but the reason we believe a lot of people have HIV is because of the test that's faulty in the first place.
Yeah, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, as we talked about, leading people into drugs, pharmaceuticals, and there is no pharmaceutical drug deficiency disease on planet Earth. I say that repeatedly here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And I'm going to ask you guys to stay over another break, if you will, because this information, this subject, much too important, not being covered anywhere else in the media, but right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show today on this national so-called HIV test day. I've got Liam Sheff. I've got Brent Leung. I also want to find out from Brent how we will be able to get a hold of the deluxe edition of House of Numbers that can change the immune face of planet Earth, I believe, if people are willing to watch it. I hope they are. Coming right back with more powerful healing. Remember, RobertScottBell.com. Stay with me.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
What if?
The time to prepare yourself and your family for what if
is now.
For 1 week only, Ready Made Resources offers all GCN listeners 25% off of all Mountain House case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to readymaderesources.com. See the variety of our quality Mountain House foods in a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
Yes, there is a catch.
This 25% off of case lots only lasts through June 30th. Hurry, go to readymaderesources.com. Or call 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Mountain House Foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to readymaderesources.com.
Hurry, sale ends June 30th.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
In my show notes from today, you will find links to Liam and Brent and houseofnumbers.com and so many of the things I've covered today, more in 2 hours than the rest of the media covers in a full year, I believe. And you can check all this out at robertscottbell.com. You can go to the archives link. You'll see the show notes there so you can review what we've covered and then some. And Brent's still with me. Liam, you know, in building on what Brent had just said about the tests being, as I say, almost self-fulfilling prophecies. They use faulty tests to confirm the presence of something that builds and it builds and it builds.
Yeah, the tests are built on a – there's a book called How to Lie with Statistics that should be required reading. But, you know, they think only academics read these, so they don't think anybody's going to sort of pierce the veil. But it goes like this. You have a population, and you say the population, a lot of people in the population have AIDS. That is, they have immune deficiency. Drug users, really poor people, a lot of people have immune deficiency. You then take a test that comes up positive for just about any condition of immune deficiency, plus pregnancy, plus drug use, plus arthritis, plus blah, 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 you know, it goes on and on, plus vaccination. And you give that test, you say, this test in this population that is at risk for immune deficiency, this test is accurate here. But, and this is, in their words, they say, if we use this test on a population that is not at risk for immune deficiency, and these are their words, for example, 1,000 white suburban housewives, all positive results will be false, and predictive value of the test, that is how good the test is in being accurate, will plummet to zero. This is mainstream AIDS literature. They say this. If it sounds like a eugenics plot, I don't know. Gosh, it's their language. So they're saying we use the test that we know comes up positive for everything on only the people who we want to get the results for. In other words, if they want you and you walk through their door, they'll get you. Do not go take these tests. Don't do it. They will own you for the rest of your life.
And that life will be rife with pharmaceutical toxins as well. And Brent, you were tested in the film. I want people to see this firsthand, how they talked to you about how they were going to tell whether it was a positive or negative test based on questions you answered in a survey. Now, Brent, as you traveled around the world, was there any one culture that when you got this so-called positive response to a test, that they went holistic, that they rebuilt the immune system, or was everything driving people to these so-called antiretroviral drugs, cocktail drugs, and the like?
No, everything drives you straight to pharmaceutical intervention. And if you follow the literature, it's interesting that they're sort of circling back to what they went away from, which is pumping people with pharmaceutical drugs earlier rather than later, which whether HIV causes AIDS or not, whether HIV exists or not, we know that the drugs are extremely toxic, they're extremely dangerous, and people really need to be armed with information about testing, about drugs, and just this entire issue before they even consider taking a test or consider medicating themselves.
Well, the tests as they are today, I think, are a horrible scam. I mean, and that's an understatement. And I would agree with Liam, and I would call for their banning if I could. And I'm not a guy into banning things, but this is such a scam to drive people into a pharmaceutical decay, inevitable decay, because even if we can acknowledge that toxic drugs can reduce, let's say, the microbial burden in the body, temporarily you might feel better, but ultimately as it destroys your own cells, it mimics the very thing that they're claiming they're trying to treat and undo.
It's very true that the AR, that the mainstream drugs do kill all the microbes in your body, including you. In other words, they work. I mean, people who have terrible fungal infections and all this kind of thing will take these drugs, and for a short time, they will feel better. Now, then the drugs take them apart, their bone marrow, their liver, et cetera, and they, you know, the horrible, horrible disfiguring side effects and then death. And it can take a little while, but it's just awful. What AIDS critics need to do, which they haven't done, is really start to foment for and present alternative testing-based therapies, natural products. You talk about these things on your show, Robert, but there are many, many things that work that are antimicrobial and antibacterial and antifungal that don't lay waste to your intestines, and there are ways to rebuild the immune system.
Yes.
That's really got to be on the agenda.
Agreed. That's why we do this every week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, cover all of these things, including the subject today of the immune deficiency syndrome, for which they want you to test for that which they can't detect, really, and even know what it is, although now we learn the term exosomes here with Liam. We'll talk more about that and be covering more of that on the blog. Brent, how will my listeners and how will everybody get a hold of the expanded edition, deluxe edition of House of Numbers?
If you go to our website, www.houseofnumbers.com, there's a link to the film. Just click on it, and it will take you to it. And you'll get about 9 hours of additional information, quite explosive information, from, you know, the horse's mouth, right from their mouth. So I think people will be pretty blown away by the information that's conveyed in the deluxe edition.
Yeah, and I don't exaggerate. This is planet Earth shaking in a good way, bringing people back to their senses and sanity in regards to what they should think about when they are told by big pharma and big government, we're only here to help you. Take this test. I don't think so. Liam, thank you so much for being a part of the show again.
Robert, you're the best. Thanks a million.
All right. Brent, love what you're doing. You continue. Keep up the good work. Houseofnumbers.com, ReduceTheBurden.org. I've got them linked up at RobertScottBell.com as we're wrapping up this week's show. Grateful to all of you who have been along for the ride here, and hope that you'll communicate this to your neighbors, friends. Let everybody know about this show that is growing all over the world because the message is so very important and so very needed in this so-called vacuum of information or suppression of information that could genuinely bring the power to heal back to you where it belongs by design. And of course, it's a much more intelligent design than I have. It comes from a far higher place than me, than anybody, than government even. Oh my gosh, did I say that? Higher than big pharma even. Now, we talk about restoring integrity to the gut. Liam mentioned that as well. Those of you who know about choosetobehealthy.com, please check out probiotics12plus.com, one of those things that can restore immune integrity by replenishing the healthy microbial flora, restoring integrity to the gut. I have used silver hydrosol in combination with aloe to cleanse the gut, to restore integrity, the epithelial layers lining the villi, which are so important that are damaged, unfortunately, by these drugs, by these vaccines, and, of course, all these things that we talk about here. So restoration of health and healing, get on the Super Sea Veg, get the seaweed in, get the food-grown iodine, get the food-grown selenium, get the fish oil, all the things we cover here on the United States of Health Talk Radio. Remember, sign up at the new site. We're going to get those emails out to you soon. Bear with me. Be patient at robertscottbell.com. Thank you all for listening. Remember, that's all I'm trying to do is remind you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.